producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Think that makes you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Wow, plenty of things to make us go, tonight, TMB. We had Brandy Vaughn, the Merck whistleblower, on last hour. Had strange connections. I just want to make sure you're speaking English to us all tonight.
I'm going to try to speak English since that's the only tongue that I know very well.
Well, good, good. I can hear you. I was going to hold my breath and go, everything's good. Yes, it's good. All right.
Everything's fine, yeah.
Yay. And you're still knee-deep in editing and getting ready for the Global Quest. And, man, this thing is just amazing, the interviews you have. We've been previewing it each and every week, and we have the banner link up at robertscottbell.com, so everybody check it out in the show notes, and you will be rewarded with such information. You know, we talked about the issue of vaccines with Brandy Vaughn, but I mean, it's bigger than that, even though that's a huge issue, and what's covered with all the healthcare people involved in the Global Quest.
I didn't get a chance to hear much of that. What did you talk about with Brandy?
Well, Brandy, of course, initially woke up when she was basically working for Merck under the Vioxx years, and she found out how dangerous and deadly it was, and at that point, she couldn't continue, and she blew the whistle on it and obviously couldn't continue working for Merck, and then went to Europe for many years, had a child, came back to the States at 6 months old, this baby boy, a well baby visit, the pediatrician, and said, you need your shots. And she says, well, what's in them? Let me see the insert. And the pediatrician got belligerent, basically said, you're not welcome here anymore. And so she started digging deeper into that whole side of it as well. And now she's, because of SB 277 out there in California, she just said, I had to speak out. I couldn't remain silent, even though it's kind of a scary thing for a young mother to do, to speak out against the largest vaccine manufacturer on the planet.
Mm. Well, you know, that's a similar story that happened to us with Brianna. You know, we kind of got pushed into doing something that we didn't want to do with vaccines because we just didn't have enough education at that point to stand up against the bully pediatrician. And that, I think that happens to a lot of people. They may have an inclination that they don't want to have the kid vaccinated, but you come up against a bully who thinks they know everything, and a lot of times the parent will back down. So, you know, that's why what we're doing is so important, is to educate people on these subjects that we talk about every week.
Well, Batar has talked about it being the death throes of an animal, dying animal, wounded animal. You don't want to be anywhere near it because it lashes out. It's indiscriminate. And we see the pharmaceutical paradigm trying to, that stranglehold grip, which it, you know, has on so many politicians, Democrat and Republican, particularly in California, mostly Democrat. And yet on the national stage, the debate stage recently, with Trump coming out and saying what he's seen about vaccines and autism, and then Ben Carson, rather than attacking Trump totally, he basically says, yeah, I think we're probably, you know, doctors are now realizing we're giving too much, too soon, too many, that kind of thing. And then Rand Paul spread it out for his own kids. And these are the kind of things that it's becoming harder and harder for them to discredit everybody, because now they're having to discredit their own dispensers, the doctors.
Yeah, they can't discredit everybody. And you mentioned that Trump had seen... you know, with his own eyes, this certain situation, and it reminds me of one of my favorite quotes, and it's, you can observe a lot just by watching.
Yeah, that's Yogi Berra.
That's Yogi Berra, yeah.
Yogi Berra. Hey, rest in peace, Yogi. Man, 90 years of age today, the 69th anniversary of the day he started in Major League Baseball. He hit a home run in his first at bat.
Yes, he did.
And My dad was, of course, a Yankees fan, grew up in New York, and you're just bringing back those memories. He would tell me, you know, back in the 50s when he'd go to the, you know, Yankee Stadium in the Bronx and see these, the, you know, the players that we read about in history. And my dad's no longer with us. Your dad's no longer here. Your parents, of course. And it's just a whole other realm of, you know, I guess it's kind of a Field of Dreams scenario, the Kevin Costner film.
Yeah, it really is. Yogi was one of Dad's favorites, and I was watching some of the news this afternoon, saw that Yogi had passed. So just, I'm going to try to intersperse a few of my favorite Yogi quotes throughout the show tonight.
Absolutely, I encourage you if you see a fork in the road to take it. I know that.
Well, you know, baseball is 90% mental and the other half's physical.
That's great. Well, we got to lighten it up a little bit. It's intense out there. Now, I've been covering obviously the story about we talked about Obamacare and how it came to be as such. And recently, there was this guy that bought Turing Pharmaceuticals and raised the price of a drug from like $7.50 or $17 a pill to like $500 a pill or $750. And there's been so much outrage, and I was actually applauding the move because it meant that they'll price themselves out of the market, and therefore people will finally say, hey, what other ways can we deal with toxoplasmosis in aging cancer patients? How about intravenous introduction of colloidal silver? Because I've seen it work and I know what it does, and it'll work at fractions of a penny on the dollar compared to $750 a pill, for instance.
Yeah.
And all of that outrage led to Hillary Clinton demanding a cap on the expense of drugs, because it's all about drugs. We've said that. Obamacare, insurance scheme, socialized medicine under Bernie Sanders. Say what he will about Big Pharma if he doesn't like them. It's all about getting those drugs to people and getting them, you know, basically free, which it's never free because there's no such thing as a free lunch. And Yogi Berra didn't say that.
Well, you know, we're talking about a $250 cap that Hillary's talking about, a cap on prescription drugs, and that's per person. So can you imagine, RSB, if we had a $250 per person cap on supplements for our family? So that means you'd have a grand a month you could spend on supplements. Man, we could afford everything that we need and have some left over.
Yeah, that is really cool when you think about it, because Hillary wants to be the hero, right? She's going to come in and pay no attention to the emails and things like that. I'm going to save you. I'm going to cap all of your prescription drug costs. No matter how many drugs you're on, all you have to do is come up with $250. And, of course, because the vast majority of Americans are not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show and haven't seen the truth about cancer yet, most of them will go, yay, Hillary's our gal, or they'll go, Bernie Sanders is our guy, because he'll promise to pay for all of our stuff, right? And the point you made is so important. They want to cap it at $250. We have to work to get the $250. And if you're going to say grant $250 a month, you know how many supplements, homeopathics, et cetera, we can get people well on at $250 a month? And we would eliminate the need for all that? Man.
Yeah, you could get everybody well.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And that would be it. But, of course, they're talking about we're capping it at $250. That's not the real cost. The real cost is going to be covered by government. Who's the government? Well, as much as they can bleed out of the people, or they print up and destroy the currency even further. And, of course, it's an absolute disaster. So Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders and Biden have no answers. And I'm not saying that the Republicans either. You know, even Rand Paul, who seems to be the most free market guy amongst them, I don't know how far he would go in dismantling the medical monopoly. But until that's done and freedom again rings on our planet, and particularly in our country, you're never going to get costs under control, because there's no reason. In a monopoly, you don't have to lower costs.
Right, right. And you mentioned the Federal Reserve, you know, printing money. That reminds me of another one of my favorite Yogi quotes. A nickel ain't worth a dime anymore.
Yes, he knew about inflation all those years ago, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Wow. Well, and of course, who looks after this to bleed you dry? It's called the IRS. Obama's IRS evidently punishes a veterans group for daring to support Donald Trump. Did you see this story? This is
I did.
More, man.
I did. You know, it reminds me back, I think 15, 20, maybe 20 years ago, there was a professional wrestler that came out. He's this big old, not a built guy, just a big football looking guy, and he wore a suit, and he went by the moniker Irwin R. Scheister, and on his on his coat was IRS, and he was out, and he was basically trying to rip everybody off, and that's exactly what the IRS is doing now. They're punishing the veterans group for supporting Donald Trump. Now, do you think that they would do something on the other side of the aisle? You know, not that there's really a heck of a lot of difference between the Republicrats and the Demopublicans, but, I mean, you don't see a lot of IRS intimidation of the liberal groups. So, you know, to me, this is a little bit disingenuous that they're doing this, especially to the veterans groups.
Yeah, the veterans are getting hammered by both sides that support the VA. Of course, we've heard Trump and others cry out at how brutal the VA has been to our returning troops or veterans.
Yeah.
You know, what they did here, they hosted and sold tickets to a foreign policy speech by Trump. And now they're revoking their status. Now, again, I always tend to like to go back to principle on why we ask permission of the government to do anything. But, of course, it's all about engineering, if you will, social consciousness, engineering the economy. And by making you believe that you have to ask permission, that you have to artificially number everything to prove its existence and then request permission to be tax exempt, it really sets people up to be subservient to a government that was supposed to serve them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're right. With the asking permission where none is required, you know, that was one of the big things for us when we lived up in Montana and we went to Liberty Fellowship there with Chuck Baldwin's church. You know, that's he's not a 501c3 and he won't ever be a 501c3, and he encourages churches not to do that because basically you're doing exactly what you preach against, and you're asking for permission from the government to do something that you should not have to ask permission to do, and that's form any kind of a religious organization.
Yeah, and it's right there in the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. There's nothing in the Constitution or Bill of Rights that says, you know, we'll allow you to be a church if you ask permission and we approve you. And, of course, that's kind of we've descended into that form of tyranny. And, you know, we don't want a theocracy here in America. We want the freedom to worship as we choose. But for too many years now, the government has intruded so much into these churches and such that we don't know where one ends and the other begins. It's a very, it's not aligned with true principle, I believe.
No, it's just deja vu all over again, Robert.
There you go, Yogi. Yogi is alive and well on the Robert Scott Bell Show tonight, going outside the box with TMB and RSB as he's way outside the box, in fact, outside his body in another place, a better place. And we certainly appreciate all that Yogi brought to this planet, all the people that I saw interviewed about him. So he was always kind, always respectful to anybody in an organization, from the people who cleaned the thing all the way up to the heads of it. So sounds like he was a genuinely nice man.
He was a class act. I mean, there's not a lot of class acts that are out there, and Yogi was.
Right. Well, we know most politicians are not class acts. We're going to talk a little bit more about some politics. We've got some more Trump news. What about the Second Amendment? Let's go to the Second Amendment and see if Trump's right about that. There's also a vitamin D story about not overdoing it, something we've warned you about for years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well. We'll get to that. Check out all the links at robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors, including Carnivora and Better Way Health, and we'll be right back.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I just noticed that Op-Ed put the picture of you and me wearing our Power to Heal is Yours t-shirts when we were flexing for the camera. Remember that?
Okay. Yeah, that was in Asheville, wasn't it?
Yeah, at the Healing Revolution Summit with Dr. King. That was so much fun. All the kids were together. Oh, man, what a blast we had. Looking fit. I'm still tiny compared to you, but that's okay. I have a big way, as they say. So TMB, we'll talk a little bit more policies. By the way, all the links are up, including our wonderful sponsors that make this message possible at robertscottbell.com. We got a couple of events coming up there in Tampa. I've got one, and of course the Homeoprophylaxis Seminar in Dallas, and October 18, 19, 20th, the United States Health Freedom Congress. We'll be broadcasting live from up in Minneapolis, St. Paul. So click on there if you want to attend any of those events. Also, the Holistic Oral Health Summit is available to you as well. It's for free, the 28th of September through October 5th. But back to politics. Donald Trump, the most interesting character of this year's election cycle, we have to say. Of course, the issue of the Second Amendment. We mentioned the First Amendment, religious freedom. Donald Trump, this is a headline in Natural News. Donald Trump agrees that Americans have national right to bear arms. And you see the body of the thing doesn't support that statement, although he supports it in a different way, I think.
No, I think they got the title from the fact that in the body of the article, it says that the Second Amendment is a fundamental right guaranteed by our nation's founding document. So I think they just kind of put all that together, said it's a national right. I don't think that's what he said. And the right to bear arms is actually an individual right to bear arms. And it's not given to us by our Second Amendment either. It's
right.
It's a fundamental right that we already have. It's just enumerated in the Second Amendment.
I wonder if we annoy anybody by doing that. It's like, you guys are so nitpicky, so stickler, but I think it's important because words have meaning and they can be manipulated away, like, fighting or saving the world for democracy, right? Making the world safe for democracy. It's like you don't know the definition of the word, and it doesn't appear in the founding document, so it matters. It really does. And if you think it doesn't, then by the time your kids grow up, they have no idea what kind of government that we're supposed to have in America.
Right, because this is not a democracy. People think it is. It's not a democracy.
Yeah,
it's a representative republic.
If you don't think words have meaning, just go into court and start learning how the words have been altered, or the Internal Revenue Code, which you're somewhat of a knowledgeable guy about being a CPA, and recognize that you have common vernacular words that you assume mean something in the regular world, but they don't mean the same thing in the Internal Revenue Code. So it's just absolutely the art of changing words and definitions is to control and manipulate you and to trap you.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly what the medical mafia does with us when they change the meanings of words, such as natural or alternative cancer treatments and traditional cancer treatments, right?
Mm-hmm,
well,
mm-hmm.
Traditional, we always think that chemo and radiation and surgery are traditional treatments. Well, what's the definition of traditional? It's something that's been used over millennia, right, for hundreds and hundreds of years.
At least.
Well, that's not what traditional treatments are for cancer. They've been used less than 100 years. They're the new ones on the block. And so alternative treatments are really traditional, and traditional should really be alternative. But they flipped the vernacular on us to make it look like that the chemo, radiation, and surgery have the most validity because they are traditional treatments when they're really not traditional.
Well, and these are the Madison Avenue techniques, the madmen, the admin, and they basically focus group these things. They recognize how do we change it, just like the vaccine industry, the WHO, World Health Organization, going to Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, and the fast food industry to learn how we sell these vaccines because there's too many people that are hesitating now. And so they're going to use emotion. Don't use facts. They don't work. Use emotion. So we go back to principle, and again on the Donald Trump thing, he's right. There is a right to keep and bear arms, not because it's in the Bill of Rights, but because it's yours by the grace of God, by that which created us all. And, so that's an important distinction to me, at least, and I know to you, that if you manipulate people into believing that their rights come from government, basically then they can be taken away.
Exactly. That's the key. If the government gives you the rights, then they can take it away, and you can't say anything about it. That's the key.
Well, I just so much appreciate when we get to get on here and converse on these things, because it kind of gives some insight into your mindset, my mindset, on how we look at life, and hopefully there's a clarity there that comes through. Certainly, as I've seen with my kids and with your kids. You raise them up right, you know, they're going to be free to choose their path ultimately when they're adults, but certainly give them the insight and the ability to question the authorities and the authoritarians. Man, that's the greatest gift you can give the next generation. All right. Half of government, half of Americans threatened by... we got an Obama story. Stick around for that and a vitamin D story I'll ask TMB about when we come back on Outside the Box here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It gets late early out here.
Repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth about cancer, a global quest, is going to be cranking it up globally, worldwide, in October, later in October. And we're getting close. Very exciting. TMB is working so hard, you can't even imagine what's going on behind the scenes. We've been talking about it and sneak previewing it. And all I'm going to say is go to the notes at robertscottbell.com, click on the link, sign up. You'll get access for free. And be the first. Be the first. Or close to it, anyway. Or be the ball, or be the sunshine. We're looking for some more Yogi Berra-isms, if you have any. Of course, Yogi Berra passing from this place. to a better place.
Well, it does remind me. Charlene's cooked up a real nice organic pizza up there, but I told her that she better cut it in four pieces instead of six because I'm not hungry enough to eat six.
Yes, that one's, oh, man, you just had so many classic ones. Incredible. And what Don Mattingly said, the Los Angeles Dodgers manager, he used to play for the Yankees, said at one point that they were together at some event, all day at the ballpark, right? And, you know, Don wasn't there the whole day and got there, you know, and stayed late and said, Yogi, you spent all day here at the ballpark. And he said, well, it would have been the same all day if I'd have been at the hotel. That's the kind of way he looked at life. It was just like, just so funny the way he came out with
this. One of my favorite ones of Yogi's is that he says all pitchers are either liars or crybabies. Coming straight from a catcher.
Oh, yeah, of course, of course. What a catcher he was. Listen, vitamin D, sunshine, the sunshine vitamin. Of course, we've talked with Dr. Bitar about, I think he has a famous golfer, a pro golfer that came to him with some skin cancers, but ironically, it wasn't where the sun was shining. And, you know, so much of the blame for skin cancer is on the sun when, in fact, it may be the lack of sunshine in many of these cases. Now, we're not going out and saying get burnt to a crisp, but there's a lot about the promotion of vitamin D, and there's legitimate science. You've written about it, for goodness sake. And, you know, where do we balance the line, so to speak, of taking it as a supplement versus absorbing it, you know, from the sun and creating it from within? And when can we take too much, the wrong kind?
Yeah, there's lots of variables there. The ideal situation is that you live in the tropics and you get it from the sun, but that's not practical for a lot of people that don't live in the tropics African Americans don't absorb the sunlight as well as the lighter skin do. So there's a lot of different variables.
Yeah. And in fact, I mean, I'm in subtropics, so even in the winter we can go out, and I have for years. Like now I have my garden and I'm out in the sun.
Yeah.
I take my shirt off and I just enjoy it thoroughly. It just, you feel so good. I'm not getting sunburned. And, you know, you're having this vitamin D, this, you know, a complex set of hormones that they call a vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
And yet there's been a lot of promotion of taking loads of international units. And I get concerned about this because I think a lot of them are not real food sourced and you can overdo it. Remember, there was the case of Gary Null who took his own vitamin D supplement and it was evidently mislabeled or something. It was more than he thought and he ended up in the hospital.
Yeah. I mean, I know that you can. One of the things, you're right, it needs to be D3, it needs to be food source, and you should probably take K2 with it. And if you do that, you're going to really minimize the chances of overdosing because of the K2 interaction with the vitamin D3. And that's something that a lot of people don't do is they don't take the K2 with the D3 if they're taking high levels of D3.
Yeah. Well, this article in the Huffington Post was by Todd Cooperman, a medical doctor, and he's president and founder of Consumer Lab, and they do some good work in testing and analysis. And I think he had, you know, a pretty measured perspective, although they're talking about very low doses at international units. And, you know, there can be some arguments there to be careful. And I think what you're saying is very important. The form matters. It's not just about taking any old vitamin D if you're going to supplement for the right reasons.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I for years I've taken high doses of vitamin D, 20,000 international units or 30,000 international units a day, but we take it with K2. So I think that's the key. I've done a lot of research on that, and that's something that I talked to Dr. Mercola about that last week when we did the interview, and I read a lot of good stuff on his website about the fact that if you're taking high doses of D3, you need to be taking the K2 with it.
Yeah, I think that's the more complete picture, if you will, rather than taking these things indiscriminately.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of these supplements are very, very affordable. We talk about that $250 from Hillary Clinton, right? Let's hold her up on that bargain.
Exactly.
You'll get all the supplements you want. So, yeah, plenty of science out there. If you haven't read Cancer Step Outside the Box, I don't know where you've been. Maybe you're a new listener to the show, but go to cancertruth.net. You can find that book. And also the book TMB and RSB we wrote together, Unlock the Power to Heal.
Unlock the Power to Heal. Oh, yeah.
Helping lots of people out there.
That's a great book.
If we may say so ourselves.
It is a great book. It is a great book. And the most famous quote in the whole book is, never answer an anonymous letter.
Yeah.
that's a yogiism.
I think we forgot to put maybe in the expanded edition we'll throw a few yogiisms in there. That would be fun.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Obama's doing a sucky job. Not that that's new news, but this one is one we want him to do a better job at, right? You know, for those that think, oh, we don't like him because he's a Democrat. No, it's not about that. This is about an article here we have at Epoch Times. The author is Ernest Istook. He says, Obama divides America. Half of U.S. feel threatened by government. I'm like, dude, only half? Obama, get with the program here, right? Come on, we need more people to feel threatened by government.
What's happening to the other half that aren't threatened by government?
Yeah, that's the problem.
Everyone, if they're awake, should be threatened by government.
Well, maybe it's if a Republican gets in, the half that's not threatened by government will suddenly feel threatened by government. But I hope that the people that vote Republican won't be duped into feeling not threatened by government just because maybe a Republican candidate gets voted in.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it ironic, Robert? We've talked about this so many times in the past about how if your candidate gets in, you know, if you're a Republican and your Republican guy gets in, he could do the same exact thing the Democrat's been doing, but you love it now instead of hating it because he's got an R next to his name and vice versa. And it just makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, let's stand on principle here, not by party.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, I've got a presidential candidate coming on the show tomorrow. Maybe you've heard of him, John McAfee. He's running for the Cyber Party. It's a new party, the Cyber Party, all about cybersecurity. That is his primary goal and interest, although he's pretty libertarian-leaning guy. He's about freedom. Very interesting cat because he's got quite the history and background.
Isn't he worth like a gazillion dollars?
Yeah, because he sold McAfee many years ago and did pretty well with it, the McAfee Security. And the thing is, they won't be able to pull skeletons out of his closet because it's all out in the open for anybody to see. He's like, this guy is not hiding anything.
Yeah. I've seen some specials about McAfee on television and the places he's lived and some of the things he's been involved with. That'll be an interesting interview. How'd you land that?
I think Super Don or Op-Ed, our millennial, maybe have reached out. But I think Op-Ed's really gotten some. I mean, he hooked us up with Brandy Vaughn tonight.
Yeah.
And so we're reaching out to some very cool people that are liberty-loving people. Now, I don't know that it's likely that any third party will ever be elected president, if there still will be presidents by that time, because there's a stranglehold monopoly lock on access, if you will, ballot access, etc. And I respect anybody who doesn't want to vote because you feel like the system is duped. So I'm not here to judge you whether you do or you do not, but I want to bring these other thought forms out. When we can, talk to these candidates, and I think that's a good thing. I'd like to hear more people speak out about some of these issues.
Yeah. That's going to be an interesting interview tomorrow. I'm going to be sure and listen while I'm in the Batcave down here.
Yeah, he is something else, but he's very knowledgeable in terms of cybersecurity and the threats. And Mike Adams has written a lot about it as well. In fact, there's an article about him we'll link to tomorrow.
Mike's another computer genius too, isn't he?
Oh, he is, and he's been warning about the hacking issue. And by the way, he said there's no way North Korea was the hacker of Sony, right? Remember that holy Sony? They blamed on North Korea because of the horrible movie about, I forget, what was it, the Interview that came out at the time? But it wasn't North Korea, he says. So it's an interesting thing that's going on behind the scenes. But, of course, with the CIA establishing more ways to hack into everything that you do or anybody does, does privacy matter anymore? Does it mean anything? They're minority reporting you at this point, you know, indicating that, you know, all Americans who don't trust government or threatened by government, are they going to be on the watch list now?
Well, I know I'm not because I don't use computers. I write everything on a little pad and I keep it in my pocket.
<That's> I'm sure Yogi Berra did too.
Over the days, right? Remember when we actually used to take physical notes and put them in our pocket or stick them in a notebook?
Oh, yeah. I do. I still find things like that, and it's like you pull your shorts out of the wash. You're like, oh man, I forgot the note. It was in the pants there.
Yeah. Well, the future ain't what it used to be.
That's Yogi. The future ain't what it used to be. I like that. Now, you had. Are we allowed to know the last interview that you conducted for the Global Quest? Because I think you just had one last trip you got back from.
Yeah, well, we just went this last Monday down to San Antonio and did a quick interview with Bill Henderson. An expert on the Budwig diet, and we interviewed Bill. So he was the only one that we just interviewed a couple days ago. And then a couple weeks ago, you know, we were down there in Florida. We interviewed you and and Mercola and Casey Krejci. But that's it. That's all the interviews. We're not doing any more. Now it's just there's no more space, man. We're having to work and fight and wriggle to get down to a reasonably timed episode. I mean, these could have all been two-hour episodes. We had so much content. And I'm working to try to get them down to about 75, 80 minutes.
Dude, and I'm just going to say, anybody who is featured in Global Quest, if you get even slightly up in arms or angry at Ty, if you don't get, you know, what you want in there, because how much you've had to cut, just send them to me. I may not be big, but, man, they don't know what you're going through to make these episodes so awesome that they will bring the power to heal back to everybody who watches it.
You know, I didn't have an idea how much was involved with this kind of editing and production process or videos before we started this last year, but it's an incredible amount of time that goes into each 1 hour episode. Probably takes me 30 hours.
At least. I was thinking closer to 40. But, of course, that doesn't include editing time when you're actually putting it together, although digital editing has got a little easier than the analog stuff I was doing back in my university days. But I know how much mental energy you have to expend to see it all, and you know, you're scripting it all to write it down, make sure it flows. It's just amazing. You know, it's like I feel like I'm in Wayne's World going, I'm not worthy. You're amazing, Ty.
I don't know about that, man, but we're gonna have a good product here in a few weeks.
All right, well, we don't know. Is sitting good for us? Is standing good for us? Or are they bad for us? Is hopping like a bunny good for us? Well, what about fidgeting? We've got some science on fidgeting. We'll find out if it's good or bad for us after the break, after we fidget during the commercial break here. Go to robertscappell.com. Link up to all of the notes, all of the folks that support this message.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy dollar. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Where are all of our friends in Texas? We're going to see you soon. Dallas, Texas, coming up October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Homeoprophylaxis, a worldwide choice for disease prevention. TMB, we got to reach out to our Texas friends because a weekend devoted to people, doctors, homeopaths from all over the world coming together, and everybody's welcome to talk about how to prevent disease without vaccinations. I mean, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's our old stomping ground there. That's where Charlene and I lived most of our married life, was in that Dallas metroplex. So great area of the country.
Yeah, so come on out. Plan to see us that weekend. I'll be speaking Friday evening. I'll be broadcasting as well, getting interviews, and look forward to connecting with people who love liberty, especially health freedom. And this is going to be information you've rarely ever heard. We don't speak about it very often because it's pretty intense. But we'll be letting loose on it. Hey, speaking of movement, of course, we talked about sitting or standing. We've covered stories that say one's good, one's bad. You should do all of it, move, keep moving. But what if you're sitting a lot? What about fidgeting? What about kids who fidget? Well, it turns out fidgeting may be good for your health. A new study out of Great Britain says fidgeting is pretty good if you're going to be sitting for a while, especially.
Yeah, you know, this article reminds me of the interview with Dr. Mercola a couple weeks ago when we went to talk to him, and this is one of his really hot topics that he likes to discuss, is the fact that you're sitting all day long, that we all do if we're in an office, you know, working at a desk. It really increases your chances of early death, is the bottom line, because you're not moving. And so he showed us his setup, and he's got his whole office set up to where he stands all day long. He said he probably doesn't sit more than 30 minutes a day. He's standing spending all day long, and he's grounded too. You know, he's doing the earthing and all that. But apparently, that's he's done a lot of research on this, and this is it was impactful enough to me to where I got home and I changed my whole setup here at the office, and I stand all day now long, all day long now. I'm standing and I'll sit occasionally if my feet start getting tired, but I'm probably up 8-10 hours a day standing, and it was a direct result of that conversation with Dr. Mercola.
Yeah, he's hardcore when it comes to that stuff. He does when he talks about it, he's actually doing it, and I know I've seen it.
Yeah.
I do a mix. Honestly, I do sitting, standing, I do squatting, I do hopping, like bunny, whatever, jumping, and of course I'm out barefoot in my garden nowadays. So if you talk about grounding or earthing, again, I've been longing to do it. We finally are in the place. You saw the garden, I think, briefly. It's growing. It's growing. Boy, oh boy, the sweet potatoes are growing like crazy. We got tomato plants coming up. We got cucumbers now going in. We've got collards coming up, and it's just so exciting. That's why I say you'll catch that fever, and that's a healthy fever to catch. Start planting something now. Even if you in the northern climes, there are some things you can plant in the fall. Look it up. There are plenty of books on it online as well. But fidgeting, if you're going to sit for a while, do fidget, even if people look at you funny.
Yeah, and fidgeting is especially funny if you pair up in threes.
What? Did Yogi Berra say that?
Yeah, he said pair up in threes. So, yeah, that's another classic yogiism.
The fidgeting you just added.
Yeah, I just added the fidgeting to it. But,
honest,
I wasn't completely accurate earlier. I said I'm standing all day long. I actually do take a 2-hour nap from 1 to 4.
That's a great 2-hour nap, I tell you what. That includes daylight savings time, I guess.
That's another yogiism. So, yeah, we've got to honor yogi today.
My goodness. Well, another great, great outside-the-box segment. It's like, the pinnacle of the week, right? You know, hump day right there in the middle with you. We get to have a lot of fun, and, there are other events coming up hopefully we can both be at if there are anything. When is your Atlanta event open to the public coming up, I think, soon?
I think it is. I think it is. I wish I knew. I think it's called I'm not going to say it. I don't know the official name of the conference, but it's first weekend of November. And I think it is open to the public, but I'll try to get more information before next week.
Let's get it next week. We'll reveal. So if you're in the Atlanta area, TMB is going to be coming to visit, and you definitely want to be there for that. And, of course, if I can make it up there, I will, but we'll see what happens. But, in the meantime, like I said, sign up right now if you haven't already. The Truth About Cancer, this series has been just overwhelmingly powerful and positive in how it is bringing that power to heal back where it belongs to each and every one of you. And a global quest is the next phase, the next level. And there's some extraordinary things happening. The link's up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. TMB, any other Berryisms before we take the night off?
Well, just remember, you got to be really careful if you don't know where you're going, because you might not get there.
Hey, rest in peace, Yogi. You're doing some fun things, making people laugh in heaven. All right? I appreciate you, TMB. Thank you to Super Don. Thank you to Brandy Vaughn. And thank you to you. Because the power to heal
is yours.
Yours. Absolutely, my friend.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley, flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold Fish Oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.